Okay, guys. So the topic that we were gonna last time we did Masha Baruch, now we're gonna move to is to Vitein, which we start saying tonight in honor of Election Day. Woohoo! Just forward it to him. Someone forward it. Clearly, because of elections, there's also printed ones right here. I'm joking. It has nothing to do with the elections. We're just saying it tonight. No. So. What I'd sent you out yesterday was a packet from Olamot, which, if you ever want, is a very helpful website where they collect Makarot and have a guide basically for Balabatim to give Shurim to each other. It's a very helpful one. And then I'd sent you an article by Rabbi Brody because our printer was out of ink. Non-professional rabbis, like people who don't have time necessarily to prayer their own Shurim, want to give Shurim as a group, so it has a guide to come out of the week. Anyway, so I just sent that to you while, you know, I was waiting on the printer. But in the meantime, the Makarot will help us organize it. So let's try to at least establish the basics here, okay? Rudy, there's printed out sheets right here. So if you look at number on page one, so the Gemara says that Bishlosha b'mar Cheshvan sho'alin etak shamim, on the third of Cheshvan, we start asking for rain. Right? Sho'alin etak shamim is v'tein tal u'maktar levracha. Rami Gamliel omer v'shiv'a bo. On the seventh, Tet Vav Yom Achar Achag, 15 days after the end of Sukkot, Shmi Atzeret, Kadesh Yagia Acharon Shiv Yisrael Nahar Prat, to give enough time for the people who are walking home to Bavel, time to get home, assuming it takes them 2 weeks to walk. Well, 1 second, we have to. Avi, how many times have I said we can't jump to the end? We need to build this step by step. So the Gemara has this position, correct? Right, I told you that after it rained 2 days after Sukkot and everyone's exciting, someone, a rabbi that I'm friends with on Facebook, facetiously posted, "Where is your compassion for the people who are still on foot on their way back to Bavel?" Right? But that's where it comes from, that we start. So what does that imply? That when should you really start saying V'tein Tal Matal Racha? Well, like, really, we start Shmi Atzeret. Like, with it's just that we don't want to push God too much in the rain until everybody who's traveling home can get home safe and dry. Right? So, Amar Rabbi Elazar Halacha Ki Rabban Gamliel, we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. And therefore, as you will see tonight, we will start saying V'tein Tal Matal Racha because it is Zayin Cheshvan. Okay, it's the seventh of Cheshvan. Uvigola, but what about in Galut? What about in Galut? Ad Shishim Batkufa. So 60 days from the Tkufa, which means what? That it's not based on, now what's the Tkufa? So first of all, so we have to realize we're talking about two different calendars here. Right? If you say that it's based on the 15th day after Sukkot, then we're obviously based on the lunar calendar. Because the lunar calendar is our calendar for holidays, right? But in Galut, we don't base it on the lunar calendar, we base it on the solar calendar, which is where the seasons are based on. And what is the Tkufa? The equinox. Right? This is the autumnal equinox. What? Which comes out. So 60 days after that, which comes out December 4th, 5th, depending on whether it is a leap year. And Amar Avuna Barchi, Amar Shmuel, Alocha Kechananya, we paskin, that's how we rule. Eini. And where is that true? Well, bo mi nemi shmuel me'emat medrachinon v'tein da'alu matar amr lochum imayli tzivei livei tavut rishba. Dajut rishba. What? What's the problem? So why do we base it on the solar calendar? So you tell me. So let's look. So you'll see. So the Gemara says, wait a second, let's try to get through the Gemara. The Gemara says, so it's from when they bring the wood into the houses of the bird hunters, which is a different day. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's the same day. So Ibayilu, Yom Shishim, Kilif Neshishim, Oklachar Shishim. Is day 60 like before or after? Meaning, do we mean you change on day 60 or day 61? Tashma, Rav Amar Yom Shishim, Kolachar Shishim, Ushmuel Amar Yom Shishim, Kilif Neshishim. It's a machlok, it's Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's after, meaning we already start saying it on day 60. And Shmuel says we don't. And Amar Nachman, Rav Yitzhak, V'simanach, Eloi, Bo, Maya, Tatoi, Lo, Bo, Maya, the Siman, the reminder is those who are above, meaning those who are, upstream require water. Those who are downstream don't, because the water flows to them. It's a, what? Eloi means up. Tatoi means low, but it doesn't mean up, low. It's up and down. It means upstream, lower stream. It's a siman, meaning what? Shmuel, who lived in the lowlands, is requesting for rain later. Rav, who lives in the upper lands, is saying a day earlier. It's just a way of remembering it. Yes. Molden Bavel and Amarava. Sorry, Rav is in Eretz Yisrael and is higher elevation. So Amarava, Hilchata Yom Shlishim Kil Achar Shishim. We start already on day 60. Okay? From the equinox. It's the equinox. It's a solar based, right? It's a solar based one. In Eretz Yisrael, it's on Zion, Tish, on Cheshvan. And in the Gola, it's on day 60 from the equinox. Good. So why do we use 60 days afterwards? What seems to be the logical reason?
It's even longer than people to
retire. No, this is how long it takes people to get there. So look at Rashi. So look at Rashi. They're already home. It has nothing to do with getting home. They're already home. That's why we wait in Eretz Yisrael. So look at Rashi.
Oh, it has to do with the messengers.
No. The reason that we wait is because it's a lowland and it just doesn't need rain as much. Meaning, why do we base it on the season? Because they don't need rain in the same way they do in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we need rain earlier. In the Gola, they need rain later. And therefore, we don't ask for rain until later, till we need it. Now, once you say that, right, so that, what is the, if you just took it very, very simply, what does that imply? What is the standard which we use to figure out when you're supposed to say v'tein dela matel bracha? When do you need rain? Very good. When do you need rain? Yes? When do you need rain? And therefore in Eretz Yisrael you need it earlier, in Gola you need it later. Once you say that very simple statement, what is the obvious next question you have to ask? What if, or more generally, meaning, yeah, like what are you talking about? Not everyone needs rain at the same time, right? The Gemara seems to divide the world into Eretz Yisrael and the Gola, right? The Gola. What? So? You don't. No. No, it's a different climate. It's a different climate. First of all, that's not true. Even if you know anything in Israel, you know, even within Israel, there are many different climates. So it's not so simple. It's not that easy.
So why do we have a one-size-fits-all kind of thing?
Well, that's part of the question, right? So, once you say that it's about how much rain you need, so obviously, right, you would ask, so if you skip to the Gemara on the bottom, in Daf Yudalad and Ben, then we'll come back to the Rambam in just a second. So who were the first people to ask this question? The B'nai Ninveh, so look at the underlined part. Shalchu le B'nai Ninveh le Rebbe. The people of Ninveh who live where? In Ninveh, where's Ninveh? Where is Ninveh?
That's also
like no. What? Okay, what book is Ninveh very important in? It's in the book of Yonah, where they do tshuva. What Ninveh is part of what country? Assyria, thank you. Part of Ashur. Not Syria, Assyria, it's Ashur. So Shalchu le B'nai Ninveh le Rebbe. Kigon Anan. What about us?
Dafilo b'tkufat Tammuz b'inan Mitra. We need rain even in the summer. Heichi na'avid. What should we do? Ki yachidan damidan. Are we like individuals? And therefore, what does it mean we're like individuals? Right? So it means that, look at Tosafot, just makes it very clear. Perish. Uvishomea tfila tomru, tfila tan, right? And therefore, you should say it. You should ask for rain, but not in Baruch Aleinu. But you should ask for it where? In Shema Koleinu. Because individuals, if you ever need something, as we talked about a while ago, if you have something that you need, what do? You ask in Shema Koleinu. They said, listen, we need rain in the summer. So should we just treat it like any other individual request? And therefore, we won't say it in Baruch Aleinu because that's not the time for Talmatar Levracha. Right? And there, but if we want rain, we're still allowed to daven for rain. So we'll daven for rain in Shema Koleinu. Just like if I had a test that I wanted to pass, I didn't want traffic, whatever it is, I want to daven for, I would daven for it in Shema Koleinu. So here also, I'll daven for it in. That's what they just said. No, that's what they just said. No, no, no. No, that's what they said. That's what they're asking. They're asking, is this an individual request? Meaning, yes, we as a community need it, but it's not recognized as a communal thing because, look, the fact that everyone in this city happens in rain still, the halacha of Shema of Baruch Aleinu, of saying it in the proper place, is about communities. And look, the fact that we here need it, so that's what we need, and you can have individual requests that a lot of people need. Right? If 1,000 people are going to be, 10,000 people are going to be on the highway during rush hour, right? They're all allowed to independently pray to God that there isn't traffic. That doesn't make it a communal request. What? But it might not have the status. If everybody is going to be driving in rush hour, Davins, there isn't going to be traffic, that doesn't make it a communal request. It makes it a request that a lot of commuters have. That's what they're asking. That's what they're asking. Can you wait for them to ask it? No, we haven't even finished the sentence. Oh, kirabim daminan. Or are we like a community? Because at the end of the day, we're the city, and this is the weather that we need. So the Gemara says, yechida daminan. Are we like individuals? Uvishomea tvila. And therefore, we should ask for it. But in shomea tvila. Oh, kirabim daminan. Uvirkara shanim. And they answered, Shaluch le, ki yechidim damitu uvishomea tvila. You are like individuals, and you say it in shomea, and you say it in shomea tvila. Now, why is that? Maybe it's because in the end, when it comes to weather, it has to be not just a city; it has to be like a recognized region, right? Maybe it's because there weren't so many people living in Inve. We don't know. Right? All we know is that they toyed with the possibility that they were individuals. We toyed with the possibility that there's a community. The nafka mina being whether you daven for it in Shomei Tvila or you daven for it in the normal place. And the Gemara assumes that they do it in Shomei Tvila. Meitve, Amar Rav Yehuda, review this really? Eimatav is man sheshanim kitiknan v'yisrael shuriyan alad matan. And they said, I don't understand. The only time we have these halachot of the rain is when the Jews are, when the years are working normally, and the Jews are in the proper places in Israel. It depends on the year and depends on the place. 1 second. I need to get my thoughts out. Right? And what does that mean? What does it sound like it means? That everywhere could, that the whole formalization is only when the Jews are all living in Israel, but otherwise we base it on a reality standard. When do we, in this particular place, need rain? And then we daven, and when we don't need it. We don't daven for it. So I call it fiasman. So Amar le matnita ramid ale de Rebbe, Rebbe Tana upalik. He said, that's Rebbe. Rebbe is like a Tana. Rebbe can disagree. So Rebbe thinks that it is person and place dependent. You're right. Rebbe thinks that v'tein talamad l'bracha, you say when you need it. But everyone else disagrees. My Havi'ala, what's the conclusion? Rav Nachman Amar Birkat Hashanim, Rav Sheshit Amar B'Shmei Tefillah. Rav Nachman takes the position that you can say it in Birkat Hashanim. Rav Sheshit says, no, you say in Shomei Tefillah. V'Hilchita. And the halacha is B'Shomei Tefillah. The halacha is that the people of Nineveh say it in Shomei Tefillah. Now, what might that mean? So, who's everyone? Not Golos, but more, no. So it could be that anyone who has a climate that differs from either Eretz Yisrael or the Gola, whatever that is, right, the magic two dates, has the right to daven for rain, but they have to say it in Shomei Tefillah. And maybe even people in Israel, who knows, right? That's one possibility. What's the other possibility? Right, one possibility is take the expansive read that Eitan takes, which is the conclusion to this Gemara is that there are two takanot. You either say it on the 7th of Cheshvan, or you say it 60 days later on December 4th, 5th. And anybody who doesn't fit into those categories, you want to daven for rain? Shomei Tefillah. That's one possibility. What's the other way of reading the Gemara? Yes. Right? That maybe Nineveh didn't qualify. It's not that the Gemara is rejecting in principle the possibility that you could have a place where you would start saying V'tein Dalam Martel Racha on some other day. It's just that you don't know how expansive Nineveh is. Was Nineveh saying that all of Assyria, or was it saying like the climate plus the topography of Nineveh makes it that we need rain in Tammuz, but our neighbors don't, right? Meaning, it could be that what the Gemara is saying is that Nineveh is too small, right? One city is still a bunch of individuals, going back to Avi's point, right? There's still a bunch of individuals, but it's not negating in principle the possibility that you would have a number of people that's big enough that they would count as a tzibur. Maybe a city doesn't count. Maybe it needs to be the southern hemisphere, right? Right? I mean, half the world. No, they don't. They do not really understand the idea of the southern hemisphere where the world is inverted. Okay, but so what's the answer? The Gemara doesn't... That's my point, is that it's an open question in the Gemara. Right? If you take an expansive rule of the Gemara is just saying that anybody, doesn't matter who you are, if you don't fit into the two formal dates that we picked out, then just say it on the normal day, and if you want rain at a different time, put in Shomei Tefillah. That's one possibility. Possibility two is no, it's not impossible that we would change and tell you to say V'tein Dalam Martel Racha in Baruch Aleinu, not either the 7th of Cheshvan or 60 days later, but what would you need? Eitan? More people. Right? More people than Nineveh. How many more people? I don't know. But you understand the difference between an expansive and a maximalist and a minimalist read of this Gemara? Right? Is the Gemara saying that no one can ever have a date which is different than the 7th or 60 days after? Or is it saying that Nineveh wasn't enough? Right? The fact that one city has a weird schedule doesn't change the fact. But if I could find a case in which an entire continent needed a different date, then that would actually change the Tura of Tefillah itself.
Well, didn't they pass in the 60 days from because of
Havel? Sure. So what? So what? So what? So what? So what? So maybe. Or maybe Bavel was just... That was when they set up the Takana, and after that, it's done. And it doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense. As we know from our shir, you always have to distinguish between the why and the what. Right? You can say that the why they set up the Takana for 60 days is because they wanted it to reflect the agricultural reality. That doesn't... Above El. That doesn't mean that the why is the what. Meaning, now you could say Chazal did it, and now the only two possible dates are the 7th and 60 days after. My weather is different. Who cares? Right? It's not always the case that the why continues to influence the what. Sometimes it doesn't. It's a formal takana. Once it's done, it's done. And it doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense. Right? It's not always the case that the why of a decree continues to influence its actual implementation. That's just not how things work.
right? For guys who are not in my shir, I will do this mashal for that millionth time, but I feel like I've been doing it ad nauseum in shir, right? Which is, it's the difference between me saying, here's a guiding principle, eat healthy, and here's a rule, don't run a red light. Okay? In both cases, I know the reason for the principle I just set out. Right? I want you to eat healthy so that you will be healthy. I want you not to run the red light. We all understand that the reason it was set up was to protect people so you don't, right, you don't get into car accidents, etc. However, the difference between those is that one of those is a why, where the why and the what are equivalent. And therefore, if I tell you, eat healthy, so normally that means don't have too much candy, eat your vegetables, stuff like that. But if I come to you and say, I'm allergic to broccoli, then no sane person would say, but eating broccoli formally is healthy for you. Eat broccoli, right? Because it's not a formal rule. And if someone said that they're diabetic and their sugar is right, their blood sugar is crashing, right? Everyone would say, for you right now, go have a fruit roll-up, right? Go have ice cream. Do whatever you need to get your sugar back, right? And you'll tell me what? That's a formal violation. Eating healthy entails eating your vegetables and not having too much candy. The answer is no, you idiot. Why and what in this case are equivalent. The what I'm telling you is you eat healthy, you should be healthy. If something is counterproductive, then for you it's not healthy. That's a case where the why and the what are equivalent, as opposed to running a red light. Where if at 2 o'clock in the morning, I know I've given this example a million times, but if at 2 o'clock in the morning you run a red light because there was no cars anywhere, but there's a red light camera, and they give you a ticket, and you go to the judge and say, but don't you agree with me that the reason you're not allowed to run red lights, the reason we set up this rule was to protect drivers, and you can look at the same red light camera and see that there wasn't a car for 2 miles around in any direction, the judge will say, okay, but you ran a red light. Correct, right? You ran a red light. Zo. It's a formal rule, right? It's formal. It doesn't matter. The why, the what is not reducible to the why. Right? So you always have to ask on any rule where you know the why. Just because you know the why doesn't mean you know whether the why continues to affect the what on an active basis. Right? By the red light case, it does not. By the eating healthy, obviously, it does. So here you have to ask, why did Chazal set up a different date for V'tein Talumot Delevracha and Bavel? Obviously, because they had a different climate. Obvious. No one's going to disagree with that. But that doesn't answer the question of whether someone with yet a different climate from either Israel or Bavel would get to play with the bracha. Because it could be that when Chazal set up the bracha, they set up two possibilities, and that was it. And you fit in one model, you fit in the other. You'll tell me it doesn't make sense? It's true it might not make sense, but sometimes that's how rules work. Deal with it. If you can't get used to the fact that rules sometimes are not reducible to the rationale behind them, then you are going to get a lot of tickets. Because, right, you're going to run red lights in the middle of the night, or you're going to speed when no one else is on the road. And if there's a police officer or there's a camera, right, they have the right to ticket you. Maybe they'll be nice, but maybe they won't, and they don't have to be nice because you violated the rules. Okay? And we all know that the most annoying people in the world are the people who do not understand this. But Rabbi, isn't the reason that the yeshiva has a dress code that's respectable? Are you telling me that that polo shirt is more respectable than my very, very, very civilized looking sweater, which has no collar, right? Now, it happens to be that I don't care at all. You can wear whatever you want. I don't notice. But if you try giving that excuse to Ray Wasserman, yes, but if you try to give that excuse to Ray Wasserman, Zelo Yelech, Zepashur Lo Yelech, because he cares about this rule. I don't. I don't care about this rule. It doesn't bother me at all. But on the letter of the law, he's right. Right? Letter of the law, he's right. Right? But from my perspective, personally, because I don't care, right? If someone was wearing a button-down shirt, but like, you know, theoretically, leaves a bunch of buttons open like this, or someone else wears a sweater that doesn't have a collar, but you know, is dignified, I prefer the second. It's just me. What? Okay, yes, Avi. Yes.
You're someone who gets very impressed by the grade.
So we've already seen that the Gemara in this case distinguishes between communities and individuals, right? Even a whole city, the Gemara treats as an individual. So it's clear that there is a limit. That the Gemara, if I wanted to reformulate it, correct. So, right, what's not an open question in the Gemara, by the end of it, is that this isn't an individual. It has to be, right? Because we know that even a city isn't enough, right? The cities are still individuals, so they can't change Baruch Aleinu. But the question is there, will you ever hit a threshold where you're not no longer a collection of individuals, but you are a community such that we could change the bracha? That's the question that's open in the Gemara, right? But the individuals, there is none. Now, that's a very interesting question, right? What if somebody gets depressed by the rain, which is, to be fair, many people, right? Which is why we all know that, right? It's well known that Cornell has one of the highest suicide rates of any university in the country because of the weather, right? Because the weather is miserable, right? It only trails like MIT or something like that, and MIT is just a stress thing because, you know, it's MIT. I had a chavrusa when I was in yeshiva who went to MIT, and he said the whole first semester, basically, at the end of every class, the professors would remind people, please just remember, do not commit suicide. Like, if you're struggling, just go to get help, right? Like, this is just like a thing. But in Cornell, so if, let's say someone is very depressed in Cornell, is it plausible that person could say, V'tein talumata levracha in Baruch Aleinu, and in Shema Aleinu say, God, please, just don't let it actually rain. I mean, I know that the world needs rain, but like, for me, please. In theory, yacholiot, right? But to be fair, if someone is that affected by rain, they probably shouldn't be going to Cornell. Why? I'm just saying.
Well, it's something else. The rain soothes me and relaxes me, and I like the rain.
Good for you.
It's nice to see Tel Abroch up all year round.
We got to figure out this space thing.
It's a beautiful yard. Is it not?
A table would be nice. Today?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably 5:30-ish.
On the way out, just remind us how that got here.
Oh, right. Okay.
5:30.
Yeah. What? You're not allowed to? Yeah. Okay, I was oversimplifying it, but. That is what they say. Yeah, never. No. Here, don't do that. Unless it's in the summer, in which case. Then it's like. Then it's Shmuel bar mitzvah and it's very bad. Right? Then it's a curse. Yeah. If you're what? In space? In outer space? That's a shear for another time. I can send you my... I've given that shear before. Yes. The shear was given in English. But you can listen to it online. I did give shear on Halakha in space. I've given it. It's not like, I'm not like pushing you off like, I don't have my card. I've given share on it before. I have no problem giving it, but I'm not doing it now. It is a very common share. It's a very interesting collection of tshuva because there was a lot of tshuva written right before Ilan Ramon went up to space. He asked a shayla, and the post can really weigh in. They published all the tshuva of what people...
He wasn't the first Jew to space.
But he was the first Jew to care to ask. That matters. No.
The first one was a sobing Jew.
Okay. So what? Okay. Okay, so Moshe says that maybe a piece of evidence that we do care about big enough groups is that Bavel itself is not the same in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't that show that there is a threshold at which we treat you as a tzibur? It's possible. That's one way of reading it, which would be a good way of reading it. What's the other way? That would be evidence in favor of saying we do actually care about the weather and the climate under certain circumstances. What would be? But on the other hand, how could you parry that? You could say, listen, Israel and not Israel, fine. That's two categories, right? But beyond that, you know, we all know that. There's Israelis and Chutznikim. After that, like, you know, you're all one big blob, right? That's like, you know, you ever see Fiddler on the Roof? Yeah? So you know at the end, right, when they're leaving Anatevka and the I think it's Laser Wolf talks to Tevye and he says, where are you going?
I'm going to New York. Where are you going? I have a cousin in Chicago. Oh, we'll be neighbors, right? Like, there is this idea, right? It's like, once you leave the shtetl, the rest of the world is like, you know, the other shtetl, right? There's one shtetl and the other shtetl. So it could just mean that, like, conceptually in halacha, that's what we think about it. There's Israel and not Israel, you know? There's Israel and Chutz Laaretz.
But it's like you said, within Israel, there's different stuff.
Yes, but we all say it on the same day, right? So Israel, we say it on the same day. Chutz Laaretz say it another day. And then it's like, you're erasing our cultures. You're making us all we're the same. If you ever try to talk to a good Israeli, like a good Sabra who's been here for every years, since before 1948, right, or even more, a good Sabra, and you tell them, no, an American is different from a Canadian, is different from a British. We're not all English-speaking Olim. We're not all the same. They'll say, yeah, whatever, I mean. English, French, Russian, what's the difference? You weren't born in Israel. America, Canada, you know. What? How many? You have a shul in New York? Do you have a shul in New York? I remember someone once asking me that. My first time I came to Israel, when I was 9. It was, oh, you're from New York. Are there shuls in New York? I'm like, huh.
At that time, there were more Jews in New York than there were in Israel.
Yes. And I said that to him, and he's like, really? Interesting. And in general, they care about this much, right? Which is very interesting, very interesting. What? It's on average. There are people who care, and everyone else, very interesting. Yeah. So... now look at the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayot. The Rambam says, "Halach Garma Gamliel v'kol zeberet Yisrael v'artzora domot la." So already the Rambam says that this is not as simple as you think. When we say the seventh, we don't just mean. And this is back to Rudy's point. He says it's not Israel versus not Israel. It's Israel, and any place like Israel gets it on the seventh of Cheshvan, which means that potentially Israel and Lebanon would get it on the seventh of Cheshvan, right? And in other places, the rain is when it's good for you. What does that sound like? Does he think that it's objective, 7th or 60 days? No, and look at the next underlined part. Some only need it in Nisan. And sometimes for some people, the Cheshvan is still summer. Right, so what does the Rambam sound like, you think, in Perush Mishnayot at least? It sounds like the Rambam thinks that it's dependent on where you are. Right, then how would he read the Ninveh Sugya? Right, they're not big enough or something like that. Okay? Now, but if you look at the Rambam on the next page, yeah, in Shema Kalina. So if you look at the next bracha, Mishiva Yamim Vimar Cheshvan Sholan Nek Shamim, from the seventh, you ask for rain. That's only Israel. In the Mishnah Torah, what does he say? It's only Israel. Only Israel. Right? But places near Israel, it's 60 days. So in the Mishnah Torah, does he believe that Israel is only Israel or Israel and other places? Only Israel. Okay? And Yudzayin, Mekamot Shein Tzvichin L'Kshamer Achshama, Chama, what if you need rain in the summer? Kigoni Yeyam, Varechokin, V'sholen Achshama, V'heit Shein Tzvichin L'en, V'shamei Tvila. Ask for it in, Shamei Tvila. Right, Shema Koleinu, same bracha, yes. Beginning or end. So, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, what does he seem to say? Now, how does he seem to read the Sugya, L'maskana? What? That it is standardized. Very good. That it is standardized. Right? Israel, the 7th of Cheshvan, everywhere else, 60 days. And if you want to change it,
put in Shomei Tefillah, but do you ever change the body of the bracha? No, no. Okay, who is the main outlier here? The main outlier here is the Rush. Okay, look at the next source. This is the Tshuvot HaRash. Okay, page 2. Yep, that's right. That's right. That's right, exactly. So he was asked, so look at this, the Rush. The Rush was asked, this was Vihibishnat Khamishad Alfim Vishivim Vashalosh Briat Olam, Ne'etzru Akshamim, Lohim Dir Kalachoref, Elamat Mizer, Vikru Tsom, Lithanin Lashem, Late Matar, Opne Adama. It was a year, it didn't rain all winter. Right? It didn't rain all winter. So now what? This was a very particular case. It didn't rain all winter. So now what did he want to do? He wants to save the Tain in the right place. Why not? Right? And he says, Vahi Baleel Rishon Shul Petach, Rachel Arvid, Vadoni Avi Arashi, Yosheva Petach Beito, Vanachnu Ktsad Mechavirim Omdim Alav, Miminomi Smelo, Vayomar Ataya Toblo, Rerad of Arshame Olam Tameti Alav. The Rush was just hanging out there. So the tour is writing this. I sat there with my father, and I said, you know, there's a question that always bothered me. Why don't we just keep saying V'tein Halawat L'Bracha? And some of the people said, hey, that's a great idea. Till Shavuot. I just said till Shavuot. Where did you get the whole year? Etc., etc., etc. So next paragraph. Al ki shamati ki yesh tmeim al dvarai. There are some people who were shocked and said, well, how could you say such a thing? But let me explain my psak. She'ein ra'oi lifsok milazkir v'lishol ata v'yom tov arishon shol pesach. That it's the wrong thing where he lived. Stop saying attain to Alamata when you hit Pesach. V'lo min kadu ela mikvar yamim rabim ashkam nidram amti al shnei dvarim. He said, there are two things in Ashkenaz that I was always angry about. I made a noise about. I yelled about. Shari'iti shno hagim baham yamim alalu. Ha'echad she'enan sholin akshamim kitiknan. I said, they're asking for rain wrong. The Af Al Gav Damrinum Vipirka Kama Detanin. He says, I know, you'll tell me Gemara. Detanya Chananya Omer Vagola, right? What are you gonna quote to me? The Gemara. That the Gemara says that it's 7 days, it's the 7th of Tishrei, or 60 days. Oh, the Gemara, that's your Shaila. Skip down to the underlined part. He says, Han, or right before, he says, Hani mili midavar isra v'heter v'chiv v'pater tumadara. That's like formally surim. Aval davar adali v'tzorach hasha'a, ein bo shinu laver al debetor, roi lelach arach arashtonim v'makomot v'azman. He said, this is something that, it's not isur. This tefillah is meant to be based on when you need rain. And therefore, d'b'chol shochen el ha'mayim rabim, v'lejrichin chamim at shishin l'tkufa, oh, are you, z'man ha'zera mu'char b'bavel, over'etz Ashkenaz, z'man ha'zera mechatzi tishrei v'ailach, said, that was Israel, that was Bavel, but in Germany, our rainy season is very different from the beginning of Tishrei, right, and then he goes and explains the whole agricultural thing in Germany, if you care, right? And then if you skip down to the second column, skip down to the middle of the paragraph where it's underlined. So he says, look, in Bavel, we set it up 60 days. But he says that Bavel, relatively speaking, is a similar climate to Israel. Relative. Right? It's only a little bit after. It's only like, right? It's only a few weeks afterwards. Right? I mean, think about it. We're saying it. We're starting. Etein Dalam Watar now the 31st of October. So it's 5 weeks off from where they're going to start in right, in Bavel. He says, that's great, because in Bavel, the climate is not so different. Right? Iraq. Not so different. But look at this. Hashtag, Dvarim Gavah Chomer. And B'nai Bavel, Osim Gavim Mikomam, Kukit Tzarcham, Shalom B'shino Yamishnah, Kol Shekin Jumei Ne'askenaz, Yasu Kukit Tzarcham, B'shino Yamishnah. He said, if Bavel can do it, and their climate isn't that different from Eretz Yisrael, then we, in Germany, where our climate is like completely different from Israel, of course we should change. So they did. So they did a little bit after. But he said, if even for Babel they change it, right? So for sure, yeah, right? And if you skip down to the next paragraph, and he says more than that, Aval ben Ashkenaz, skip to the middle of the last paragraph on the page. Aval ben Ashkenaz, one of the nice things by the way, Olamot, is that it underlines. So I can just skip around, and you see. It says, Aval ben Ashkenaz, Shebein Pesach, Latzeret, Simen Brachahu. He says, not just that. He said, listen, in Eretz Yisrael, I understand, you don't want to ask for rain when it's wrong. It's a klala, it's a curse. In Germany, if it rains after Pesach, up to Shavuot in the late spring, it is amazing. Of course you should daven. Why shouldn't you daven for rain? So now, obviously, what's the question you're going to ask? What's the question within the Rosh you're going to ask is how does he read the Ninveh question, right? That's what we said, the Ninveh question, right? Turn to the top of page 3. He's saying to say change it in Baruch Aleinu. The normal way where you say it. Yeah, you actually change Tefillah, yes. Why don't you wait till what he says? He says it. This tshuva keeps going. Come on. He says, maybe, what about Ninveh? So look right before the underline. See it? Yeah, like 10 lines down right before the underline. You got it? He says, Matnita kramanalei de Rebbe tanu palig alma. The Rebbe lo palig ella bivnei ir achat. It's the minimalist read, meaning he's just saying if the whole country needs rain at one time and you in your city need rain at a different time, the Gemara tells you that we treat you like individuals. You say shomei tefila, aval be'eretz Ashkenaz she rechavat yadayim. But in Germany, which is, you know, what's rechavat yadayim? Big. Wide, expansive. Moda Rebbe Lishoalin. Rebbe would agree that you change it based on your local climate. So now just keep skipping around to the underlined parts. He says, "Kol Elo Advarim Danti Lefnei Rabotai Ba'Ashkenaz." This is what I asked my Rebbeim. V'lo Haya Adam Ma'arer Lidvarai. No one challenged me. They just said, listen, not worth changing it because, how often do we not have rain in Germany? Yes. Too much rain will destroy things. Come on. But when I left Germany and I traveled through Provence, Bimon Pilyar, right? Shahayu maskir mekshamim shishim b'zayin b'marcheshvan v'yasharam ha'od b'enai. In Provence, they were chutz la'aretz, but their climate was like Eretz Yisrael. So when did they say the bracha? Zayin cheshvan, marcheshvan, just like Eretz Yisrael. And I said, great!
Right. Like,
but we just said that's the question. What is the Gemara saying? Is the Gemara saying that there's only two times you can say it, or is the Gemara saying it has to be a large enough region to change it? The Rosh thought the latter. Region. No, he said it, yes, because they weren't changing it. He endorsed the change,
and they weren't doing it.
But now if you look at the skip down to the next underline, but he says Valav Saka lo nuchal lasot davar bishino emen agiv lo shizkazu chach me'aretz. Said the problem is I can't change it unless what? Everybody gets together and agrees with me. And did they agree with me? No. Right, and therefore, if you look where the little hand is, Ella Shalom Elani Libila Laver Kidvarim Alola Shana Menag. And therefore, I didn't have the chutzpah to actually do it practically. Va'ata Rishar Eidimin Adinu Agshamim Netzru V'Nitkakal Azraim. Right, and he said, but now we don't have rain. So now I said, listen, until I've always thought that this was wrong, and you should keep praying for rain through the summer. But now we need rain. So now I said, I said, now is the time for me to change it because there's pressure, right? There's a good reason. And he says, he said, and you'll tell me it's a curse. Maybe it's only a curse when Nisan finishes, and we still need rain at least for the next 2 weeks. Fine. And he notes that the Rambam Beperush HaMishnah said the same thing. Right? So, I'm not going to read it all, but what does he say? The Rambam Beperush HaMishnah, did he say it was region dependent? Yes, but what about in the Mishnah Torah? No. And so look down the middle of the paragraph over here, the underline, where the second arrow is. Lefim Rieta. So it seems at first glance, Mash Masha Perish HaMishnah Soter Mashakata Bechiburo. It sounds like the Rambam is contradicting himself. Because Beperish HaMishnah Kata Visharatsu Tzichaliyot HaShela Bizman Shein Tzichan Legeshem Boto Aretz. In Perish HaMishnah, it sounds like it's region dependent. Viyasu Otozman Ki Ilu Shiva Bimrecheshvan Al Masha Sholem Birkarashanim. But in the Mishnah Torah, he writes, right? And then if you just look at the bottom where it's underlined, he says, but I've already proved to you. And any big country, Germany, France, we all need rain from Pesach to Shavuot. Bevadei rabim hei. Yecholim lishol birkat hashanim laskirak shemim gnei Eretz Yisrael b'chorav. And therefore, we can ask for rain. Uvirot yigidut leiv akal ibelti kabel mimenu. Dibre elokim chayim. Gam ani chazarti bi milajol laskir berak neset. He said, but when I saw that no one was listening to me, I said, okay, I guess I can't do it. And he stopped. Right, because he said, "Mikol makom lo ratziti lasot agudot, agudot." Right, I didn't want to make factions, and therefore, even though I think I'm right that it's supposed to be regional, as long as the region in question is big enough, that you would change when you would say v'tein dal bracha in the main bracha, he didn't change it practically. Yes, a contradiction. He doesn't. There's a contradiction. The Rambam changes his mind. He says the Rambam contradicted himself, and he rules like the Perush HaMishnah against the Mishnah Torah.
I thought we're never allowed to say the Rambam or whatever, got something wrong.
Why not? He said the Rambam contradicts him. He's not trying to miyaj. He just says there's a contradiction, and I rule like this one. Get over it.
That's fine with me. Every time I try to say, well, can't this just be wrong? Everyone always says
he changes his mind. Everyone can change their mind.
Did I say change his mind?
Yes.
Fine.
The Rambam himself says he changes his mind. Why can't you admit that he changes his mind? Okay, let's move on. I will not hear any such ridiculous svaras. I have no patience for svaras. The Rambam says he changes his mind. He says the opposite. What? In Perush HaMishnah, the Rambam says that when you say v'tein dal bracha is regional. In Mishnah Torah, it says it's not. Those are opposites. The Rush says, look, the Rambam contradicts himself. Yes, he does. He changed his mind, presumably. That's fine. Many times, both in the Chuvot, even in the Mishnah Torah sometimes. Yes, even in the Mishnah Torah, we know he crosses things out, right, and writes that we have evidence of different versions of the Mishnah Torah, of changes between Mishnah Torah, the Sefer HaMitzvah, between the Mishnah Torah, from the Perush HaMishnah to the Mishnah Torah, the Sefer HaMitzvot to it, between the Chuvot. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Whatever, I don't know. The Rosh says France and Germany together are big enough. Deal with it.
But France and Germany are two different places. You just said that.
They all have the same climate. That's his point. It's a huge region. No, he's saying this whole region, we all have rain, it's all good in the spring. It's a big region. I don't know.
He said when he went to France, he dominated like Israel, but in Germany.
No, he said no one listened to him.
Oh, he said no one listened to him.
Okay. Now,
the right, most people disagree with the Rosh, and what? How do they understand it?
So, according to the Rosh, does the why continue to influence the what? Yes, according to the Bach, you'll see. Look, if you want a very extreme sheet that says no, look at the Bach on the bottom. Miu kibalti, I have the tradition. Diyesh li zaher shaloli shal kshamim klal shalob izman shetiknu chachamim. Never ask for rain in v'tein dal matar when the rabbis didn't say it, and he says afil v'shomei tefila. Even if shomei tefila, I don't want you to do it. Elamaratz and levanavit barach v'dariyot, etc. And he says second side, right? So he's even more extreme that even in shomei tefila doesn't want you to do it. V'shamati, and I heard tishnei gdolim asu ma'isa, that two people wanted to paskin like the Rosh. And not in general, but only when there was a drought. Biorachama lishvel betzibor, to ask for rain in the summer. Betein dalmatar b'shomei tefila, in shomei tefila. Right? They didn't even want to switch it in betein dal. They wanted it in shomei tefila. V'nesa kol echad lama bota shanan. They both died in that year. V'talu adavar v'atrichu kamei shmaya. And the reason that they attributed their death to was because they dared to bother God. So this is, right, even more extreme. So now we have three positions. I goes against the Gemara. So maybe the way he reads the Gemara is only if you have a city that always needs it in one season, then you say it in Shomei Tefila, I don't know. Or maybe only Ninveh. It's a very overly formal. But now you have, at one extreme, you have the Rosh, who says, look, at least when it comes to regions, it is based on your region. When it comes to cities, admittedly, it's Shomei Tefila. Then you, and the Rambam Peirush Mishnayot seems to agree. The Rambam Mishnah Torah says, no, it's formal. At least for V'tein Talumat L'Bracha in Baruch Aleinu, in Birkat Hashanim. And the Bach seems to go even farther and say, oh, even in Shomei Tefila, we are uber formal. So this is the basis, not surprisingly, for what we said about the southern hemisphere, right? Where that's the extreme of this. Okay? So here, do you want to start that or do you want to end with the principles today? Meaning, end with the principles, or do you want me to start reading? I don't know. Here, look. I mean, if you look at one, okay? Here, look at number 11. Look on page 11. Turn to page 11. So here you have you know what? How would I do this? We'll read them inside next time, but for now, I sent you, right, Brody's very helpful article, right? So let me, what? Yeah, is J-Post one, right? So let me just let me read a little bit of it, and it'll give you the summary, right? Or at least to understand where we're going, and then we'll read it next time and do a little bit more, okay? So, I'll just read it here. You can read through it. He goes through the you know, all the interesting things. Okay. Although Rashi lived in northern France, whose climate differs greatly differs from Babylonia, he asserted that diaspora Jews should continue to this date, since we generally follow its practices as ensconced in the Babylonian Talmud. Many, right, so Rashi seems to take the formal approach. Many authorities, right, so Eretz Israel, 7th, Bavel, anywhere else, 60 days after the equinox. Many authorities, like Rabbi Nachum Meiri, ruled that diaspora communities can either follow the Babylonian or the Israeli date. Right, Meiri says you have two options. You're not bound to
And we saw that already in what the Rush quotes, that that was the Minhag in Provence. Right? The Meiri lived in Provence, and the Meiri reflects the Minhag that the Rush quoted. And historical sources testify that select localities, including Provence, southern France, began reciting the prayer on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Most authorities, however, rule that each region cannot simply adapt its schedule to local weather patterns. They buttress their position by citing Rebbe's ruling that the residents of Nineveh, whose area acquired rain in the summer, should request rain in their personal positions, but not recite V'tein Talamotzer in that season. Rav Asher ben Yechiel, known as the Rush, vociferously objected to following the Talmudic dates. He argued that our prayers must petition for our distinct needs, especially regarding life-sustaining forces such as rain. And then he cites the Rambam and the Mishnah, and then he maintains that the Talmudic ruling regarding Nineveh is only small areas. He says he tried to convince the German colleagues. It didn't work, right, etc. The Aruch HaShulchan goes farther and even claims that it's as if a heavenly voice ruled against the Rush's reasoning. This rhetoric represents a polemical statement against the Reform movement, because one of the things the Reform movement did was, led by Abram Geiger, change the rain liturgy to reflect the contemporary climate. Right? One of it. While the debate, at least within Orthodox circles, subsided in Europe, this continued as a hot issue when Jews emigrated to the Southern Hemisphere. Indeed, the first halachic query from the New World in 1637 inquired when Jews should pray for rain in Brazil. Another great trivia question. Sukkot there ushers in the summer, and the New World settlers feared that rain would harm their crops. Rav Chaim Shabdai of Salonika ruled that they should never add V'tein Talamotzer, since rain after Sukkot would be harmful, and praying for it after Pesach would deviate from the universal practice. As Arnold and Daniel Lasker have documented, this debate continued in other countries, with a particularly acrimonious dispute in Australia, we'll look at that inside, in the 19th century. While some followed Reb Shabtai's ruling, other authorities contended that Australian Jews should follow the Northern Hemisphere schedule. This latter position ultimately emerged victorious, and my students in Shiva Dakota from Australia, South Africa, and Uruguay attest that Jews in the Southern Hemisphere today add this prayer in December. Okay? But that is what the Machloket is based on. Okay? And next time we'll look at some of them inside, and then we'll try to do a little bit, which is actually the Shiloh that I'm going to have, which is just under the wire, which is what happens if you're in Israel and then you travel. What's the halacha, right? So that's what happened to me. I'm starting to say V'tein Talamot L'Bracha, and then I'm flying off to England tomorrow where they're not saying it. What do I do? What? Yes, for 2 days, right? Tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, I'll still be here tomorrow morning, but tomorrow night I'm leaving. The halacha is that I change. Once I've started saying V'tein Talamot, right, I change. Well, it's actually machloket. Whatever, it's a little bit complicated, and we'll see that Rav Moshe thinks that even though we don't possibly like the Rush does affect this halacha a little bit in terms of what happens if you are traveling, and right, you have two svarot. One is that you already started saying the Tental. Right, and where you are, it actually does need rain, or you know, things like that. So that's actually, in general, though, most people assume that you keep saying it once you've started saying it. But we'll see all of that, I guess, next time. I